of Dalet Amit Beis. More or less in the middle of the Yomid. Rabbi Yehuda Avishokel Va'ozel Basrei Demar Shmuel V'shukir Devei Daisa. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind Mar Shmuel V'shukir Devei Daisa. Rashi says Devei Daisa Shemoichim Shomchitim Ksushim L'Daisa. They used to sell ground chitim for cereals. Rabim Metsuyim Shom. And there was Rabim Metsuyim Shom. And the Taisvus Arosh says this was Reiv Akum. And this shuk was Reiv Akum. Zamokim Rabim Metsuyim Shom. There was Reiv Akum. Omar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, Motza kan arniki mau. Omar loy hare elu shaloi. It's shaloi. Reivakum. Hare elu shaloi. Bo Yisrael venosan by simen mau. What is if a yid comes and gives a simen? Omar loy chayv lahachsel. Is mechuyev to give it to the yid? Tarti, Amalei, Lifnim Mishur Esadim. You give back Lifnim Mishur Esadim. Now, if we learn the Gemara Poshet, there's a difficulty over here. He asked him if a person found an arniki in this shuk. He asked him, what is the din? So he asked him, Arei Yerushalayim. So it's his. Boy Yisrael v'nosan bosim. Mao. So what is the shayla? He told him it's his. He told him, Roi Vakum, it's his. So what's the next shayla? Why is he asking? Omalei, and he did ask, and he told him, Chayv lahachzer. And then he asks him, Tarti. He asks Samaman of Sheikh, how could it be? So if it can't be, so why did you ask? There's a Meiridike problem over here in the Ivrin de Gemara. And because of this problem, I'd like to say over a pshat that the Rosh says, and the Shita Mekabet says, and Rav Shmuel, and Shiurei Rav Shmuel explains the Rosh. The Rosh says, let us first understand how to say the Ivre in the Gemara, and then we'll try to understand Pshat in the Gemara. Let us again say over the Gemara. They're walking Ozo Rabbi Yehuda Avishokul Ba'ozo Basrei Demar Shmuel B'Shukir Devei Daisa, which is Amokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Shom, and this is Amokim of Reiv Akum. Omar Lei Motze Kan Arniki Mal. What is the din if you find an arniki? You can keep it. Then he asked him again, Boy Yisrael v'nosan bosimin, Mahu, this is a second shaila. And it seems Rabbi Yehuda understood there's two shailas. There's one shaila. He asked him two shailas. If you find it, what to do? You can keep it. What's the din if a yid gives a simen? Says you have to return it to the yid. Tarti omalei, zok the rosh, the gemara asked the kasha. The gemara asked this kasha. How could these two things are contradictory? Here you said you found it, you can keep it. And then you said if a Yid comes and gives a simon, you have to return it to a Yid. But the Gemara asked the Kashe, not Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda understood this is not contradictory. Rav Yehuda understood that, he understood these two dinim. Zokt Rav Shmuel Amor de Kizach. Rav Shmuel, we had mentioned yesterday Amor de Kiyasot. We have one machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachomim, which says Beferish in the Baraisa, that Barayv Akum, Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds that Rehu Shaloi, Mipnei Shabayla Misyayshim. That's for sure. Mokim Sharab Metsuyim Shom. So I can assume, Rehu Akum Zicher, I can assume the Bailum or Miyayish. The Chachamim are Chaylik on this, and we have a whole Sugya. Paskin like the Chachamim. We Paskin like the Shimon Alosa. That's one Sugya. Yesterday, we had another Sugya. We had a Sugya by Tomum. The Gemara says, in a case where there's no Yiyush, but there's Rav Akum, can I assume that a Goy lost it? There's no Yiyush, that means if a Yid lost it, he wasn't Miyayish. But can I assume, since there's Rav Akum, can I assume that a Goy lost it? We had two Lashonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon in the Gemara held, this is a Machloikis, Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim, a new Machloikis. Can you be toile that a goy lost it? Forget about Yush. There's no Yush. Can you be toile that a goy lost it? Rav Shimon Elozer, the first Lashon held, you can be toile a goy lost it. The Chachamim hold, you cannot, you don't go Bosaroy, and we are toises daf chav gimel, yemuchuyev to be machris. You don't go, maybe it belongs to a yid, don't pay, and then the Chachamim hold, yemuchuyev to be machris. That is a second machloikis. So now, when Rav Yehuda Eshmuel HaShaila, we're speaking about someone found an arniki in the shuk of the Veidaisa where they grind chitim, Bishuk de Veidaisa was Rav Akum. He asked them, if I find an arniki, can I keep it? So Shmuel told him yes. So when he heard this, he understood, could be, you mean, because since it's Rav Akum, I'm toiler that a guy lost it. Fine. So you paskin, like Rav Shimon ben Elozer, that you go Bosa Rav. Fine. Shaila number two. And Rav Yudha, this is a new shaila. What if a Yid came and gave him a simon? So Memeila Shaila number two is, now I know that a Yid lost it. So the Rav works Kozman, I'm ignorant. I don't know who lost it. I find an Aniki, I can assume that a guy lost it. Rav Akum. Boy Yisrael Venosan Boy Simen. So yes, and what's the difference? Now there's a new Shaila now. The Shaila is not, I know it's a Yid. Now the Shaila is another machlokes Rav Shimon Elozer and the Chachamim. Do I say the Yid was Miyayish or don't I say the Yid was Miyayish? I'm asking a new Shaila. How do we paskin? So he told them, Chayev Lahachzer. So Rav Yehuda was finished already. So Rav Yehuda heard from Shmuel two psokim from Shmuel. In the Shaila of Tliyeh, if you toile, if a goyle, if I can be soymech and roiv, or if I can't be soymech and roiv, you paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elozer. You soymech and roiv. That was my first shaila. I'm allowed to keep it. Arayu shaloi. I ask you, but what if now there's no tli de kishaila? Yid came and gave a simon. I know a yid lost it. Now there's a new shaila. Was the yid miyayish? Another machlokes. Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim. So I asked him the shaila. So Rav Shmuel told him, Chayev Lahachzer. In the second child, we paskin like the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda was satisfied. He understood everything. The Gemara asked, Tarti Yomalei. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara we have to understand. Well, it's no stira. It's two different shailas. There's a shaila in Tliya and a shaila in Yish. Tarti Yomalei. Zogt Rav Shmuel that the Makshin held like the Boyis aim of the Gemara. We mentioned yesterday some machlokes to the shyness in the Gemara. The Boyis aim of the Gemara holds Rav Shimon ben Elazar Machlal doesn't hold the din of Tliya. In the din of Tliya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar also holds Ein Hoilchem b'Momenacha Roiv. You cannot be Soimach on Roiv. The only reason Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds you allowed to keep a Baroiv Akum is not because I say a guy lost it. No, I say I feel like he'd lost it. He was Miyayish. That's the second lotion of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Tarti, and Shuldik, we pass like the second lotion. We passing like the second lashon that a fellow Rav Shimon Elazar doesn't go basaroyv. And between you and me, we mentioned yesterday because this first machloikis we don't find in the lashon of Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. Rav Shimon Elazar says Harishon Neishem Yishayishu Abaylim and the Chachamim Machilek. But this machloikis, the Gemara in the first lesson was Machadish is a new machloikis, which we have to know where the Gemara got it from. But the second lashon of the Gemara, there's no such machlokes. No one knows you go basaroyv. So now let's go back to the first psak. So yes, the shaylef, I found an aniki, are you allowed to keep it? So you said I'm allowed to keep it. So it can't be because we don't go b'momenacharoyv. So al-kochach, you're telling me we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that he was miyayish. That's what you told me. So then, yeah, yes, the shaylef, what if a yid comes over to him and gives him a simon? Says you have to return it. This doesn't make sense. You told him he's allowed to keep it, and he has to give it back. This is pshat in the Gemara. This is Rav Shmuel wants to say pshat in the Gemara. This is a rosh in the Shittim Kibetz. That he wants to say pshat in the rosh. So the Gemara answers lifnim mishur asadim. No. That what I said that you have to give it back. Is not Me'ikaradin. Me'ikaradin, we paskin Baroiv Akum, that the Yid was Miyayish. Me'ikaradin Arayu Shaloi. So Me'mele, so Stamazoi, if I find an Arniki, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it. I can assume that the Yid was Miyayish. But if the Yid comes to me and gives some money, so between you and me, the Yid was Miyayish. I know the Yid was Miyayish, but the Yid comes. So, als lifnim mishur asadin, give it back then. Nachotsefelo meikar adin, it's yours, you were kinder. Als lifnim mishur asadin, you mechuyev to give it back then. Now, let us just mention, and perhaps as the sugya progresses, we'll see rayas to both tzedodim. What is pshat in this din, lifnim mishur asadin? So there's a machloikis, the Mordechai, and let's say the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch. There's two extreme shittas. The shittas HaMordechai is koifin. You force him to be lifnim mishur asadin. This yid lost a chayfetz. He was miyayish. You were koine. That's Shulchan Aruch. But we're not Shulchan Aruch yidin. And Shuldik. We koifin oisai. He should give it back. Now there's a machloikis, a poiskim, what is called koifin? It's not, me'ikar adin belongs to you. How are you koifin? So the machloikis in the Mordechai to Eifanim. Others say pshat, according to the Mordechai, you put him in Nidui. We won't say, if you don't give it back to him, the bezin was menad to him. That's it, you can keep it, it's yours, Choshemish, it's yours, you'll stick to your Shulchan Aruch, but the bezin was menadim if he doesn't give it back. Like you were kind of with Yish, you have to give it back. The Tumim says, no, Azay Vait, to put him in Nidui, that not, but Koifin Oysay Bidvorim, that bezin says that you should give it back, and if you don't give it back, you're an Avarian. Right. You have to know that you have now a new title. Whatever you called yourself till now, you have to know that you have to add one thing. Pliny, men Pliny, ha'avaya. You call that an avaya. Besides, if you don't give it back, you're an avaya. This is one extreme. This is the shitas hamotrai. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says as follows. Toiv v'yosho lasois lifnim mishuras hadin. And we'll see later, not all Yidden are expected to do lifnim mishuras hadin. An odom choshuv has to do lifnim mishuras hadin. Another person, alibi, we should be do the din and well, also, we won't have any tainus on him. But the whole thing is toiv v'yosho lasais lifnim mishuras hadin. So we have here now, machlekes harishonim, what this means, lifnim mishuras hadin. But al kaponim, we have a amoyodike gemore, even though you were kinder with yiyush, we can assume, reiv akum, the bailam was miyayish, al lifnim mishuras hadin, you should be toiv. Zok the Gemara, and we see that there's a Shulchan Aruch Levnim Mishur HaSadim. Ki ha da avua de Shmuel. The Gemara brings a maise, the Shmuel's father. Ashkach hanach chamri b'madbaro. He found chamoyrim in a midbar. Adrinu lemorayu lebosa treche treise yachi shato lifnim mishur HaSadim. Now let us see now what exactly the maise was with Abu Ad Shmuel. We'll see Amachlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Zot Rashi, Bosa Treisa Yarchi Shata Mitzom. He found Chamoyrim 12 months after they were lost. We'll see exactly what that means. But let's just say, so Poshit, I have to assume the Bailam was Miyayish, it was lost for 12 months. Some of the Bailam was Miyayish, and Avue de Shmuel gave it back to the Bailam. So now we know where Mashmuel got it from. He got it from his father, Mistoma, that even though it's after Yiyush, he give it back. Now let us see Taisvis. Labosa Treisa Yachi Shata. Peirish, now Taisvis has a different pshat in this Treisa Yachi Shata. Go on another pshat. The pshat I'm saying over the Mayone Chochme says this pshat in Shita Satoisus. Perish hein atzmon hechzer avagav lo yoytzorch litein rak dmeyem kedisnan bepilkin koldova shoyse boicho metapo bo yud beis chodesh mikan ve'eilech shom dmeyem umeinicha. Period. Now let us see what Pshat and Taisvis. So the Mayone Achochme, the Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. The Aloche is, I find an animal that's Oisev Oichel. It's self-supporting. But between you and me, let's say Mar Shmuel found a Chamoyer, it's self-supporting. What's that it's self-supporting? You rent it out, you get Tzchiris, and that pays for its food. Between you and me, Mar Shmuel, till now, was not involved in renting chamoyrim. I mean, he had the more important things in life to do. Al kaponim, he found now a chamoyr for 12 months, oisa voichel. He cut away some time of his learning, one can be assured, but 12 months, it was oisa voichel. He works with it, he gives it teeth, fine. After 12 months, mikan ve'eilech, that's it. 12 months you had it, the Bailam didn't come back, you're not mechuyev to go into the chamor business now since you found the chamor. Shom demeyem u'menicha. So Shita Satoisvis is, I shats up how much the chamor is worth now, and either I can sell it or I can buy it. And I can buy it, and I'll give him the money. Now I'm not mechuyev to be metapel for him. So now the maisa was, the Mayoni Chochma says, that he bought it for himself. He bought it fine. It's your galoin to Isaac. Al kaponim, he shats up how much the chamer is worth, X amount of money, and this money is put away for the bailam. And now he has a chamer. Finished. That's the din. It's his now. He did. The Bailim comes after the 13th month, and he gives Simonim and the Chamer, fine? So, Meikar Adin, it's your Chamer, here's the money, the Chamer is sold. But, that Abu Adishmuel saw, he wasn't satisfied with the money. He wanted back his Chamer. So he gave him the Chamer. He gave him the Chamer. And he kept the money. That's Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. That means you don't have to give back the Chamer. You did what you did. I could give him money. I gave him the Chamer. That was Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. So, yeah. Mikan Ba'elech Shom Demeyem Umeinicha. That was the godless of Mashmu. The Mayon Echochma says, even though, let's a little appreciate it. I mean, you want the Chamer. Mali, I'm giving you the domain for the Chamer. But since you want the Chamer, give him the Chamer. Give it, because it was his Chamer. I mean, now it's yours. But it was his Chamer. Give him the Chamer. So Mamela, so the Gemara says the same thing after Yiyush. It was his, whatever it was, it was his. Give it back to him. Fine. Avor Rashi Pirish, Shemotzon, Ache Yud Beis Chodesh, Shenevdu. So Rashi says, it's speaking about that it was lost. He found it after 12 months. Kosher, the minolon shiyehei bishvilkach lemoitzi, the ha'oivid einoi misyayish, shesovu shahamoitzi yizber shemikorev nevdu viyachis. Now, I'd just like to explain for a few minutes pshat in Tosfos Kashim. And this is how Rabbi Kevege says Pshat and Tosfos Kashya. But let us work backwards. Let us just see what Tosfos is saying. A person lost Chamerim. It's 12 months. He lost the 12 months lost already. And Rashi learned, so it's lost 12 months. Yizichah was Miyayish, so Memele, and Afal Piken, he gave him back the Chamorim. Oh, that's Lefnim Mishura Sadin, even though it was kind of Biyush, he still gave it back. Now, let us just deviate for a minute. We had a Gemara before, that a person found Kufra, he found pitch, And also the psak was he can keep it. Why can you keep the pitch? It was growing thorns on it. It was there for so long already. The Bailam was Zichemiyayish. So we have a Gemara that if you see something is there for a long period of time, it's starting to grow things around it. I can assume that the Bailam is Miyayish. So Lechayre Rashi held. Rashiel, he is also 12 months. The Chamoyer was already lost 12 months. Mestam is Miyayish already. In Kapak, the Chamoyer, no one knows ever Machis. Mestam is Miyayish. That is Shitas Rashi. Rashi compared a Chamoyer that was lost 12 months to Kufre that grew on it Chilt. Frektoisves, no, this is a big Chilik. Kufre that grew on it Chilt. So the person who sees it sees clearly that it was here a long time already. So he assumes that the Bailam was Miyayish. When I see a Chamer that was lost 12 months, so how does the Moitzi know that it was lost 12 months? There's nothing growing from it. So how does he know that it was lost 12 months? And since now, Patois is going a step further. Since the Oivet knows that the Moitzi cannot tell that it was lost 12 months, So the Oivet wasn't Miyayish. The Oivet is only Miyayish, Taisvis held, if the Moitzi thinks that it was lost for 12 months. So Bishloime by Kufre, you can hide facts of life. You see, it's growing things. So then the Oivet is Miyayish. But here, since he doesn't know, so the Oivet is not Miyayish. That is Pshat in Taisvis. And Rabbi Kibenga says, so Taisvis said, Amor de Kechidish. That Taisa says, in reality, a person is never Miyayish. A person, this person, he had lost Chamayram 12 months. Taisa holds he's not Miyayish. He's not Miyayish. I had 12 months. Learn Chebisabov Shara Betochen. You're not Miyayish. 12 months, you're not Miyayish. But if the Moitzi won't realize that it was lost 12 months, If the Moitzi thinks it's lost 12 months, so the whole thing is a Moitzi Kruma Cheshbin. So the Moitzi thinks that the Oivet is Miyayish, they won't give it back. And that's the case of Kufra. Because the Moitzi, Be'etzim, that's wrong. The Oivet is never Miyayish. But the Moitzi thinks that the Oivet is Miyayish, so Memela, the Moitzi won't give it back. But that's only if he knows that it was lost 12 months. But if the Moitzi doesn't know that it was lost 12 months, so then the Oivet is not Miyayish. That Pshat and Taisvis, this is Arabic Kivegas as Pshat and Taisvis. Samoyra de Kechidish how Taisvis made this whole Cheshbon, which Mehechit Taisi, you should say like this. Rabbi Kivegas says, Lulei Divrei Taisvis, he would say a different thing. He would say that there's a difference. By Kufre, it's speaking about it was Derech Hanoche. So if it's Derech Hanoche, a person put it down, his Icha came back, and he didn't find it. So he's under the impression someone took it. Now, if someone found it, and there was already, it was growing Chilfi on it, so Memele, so he can hear, he's taking Miyayish taka. He's Miyayish because he went back, he didn't find it, so he's under the assumption that someone took it and he'll never get it back. By if someone lost something, not Derech Hinuach, so he's never Miyayish. He has a simon, so maybe no one found it yet. He didn't find it, there's nowhere to look. So then he's never Miyayish. That he would say, Lulei Divrei Taisvis. That's what Rabbi Kibenga wants to say. Al Kaponim, that's Abba Kaponim, here the Machlokes here, Rashi and Taisvis. Fine. Let's go a little further. Lifnim Mishura Sadin. So the Gemara said, we have here a Meiridike Gemara, that there's a loch of Lifnim Mishura Sadin, a person was kinder with Yish, and the Bailim comes, Livnim Mishura Sadin, you have to give it back to him. We mentioned before Machlokes Rishayim, if it is a Din Kfiya or it's only a Bal Madrege, but Al Kaponim Toivi Yosha. So Taisvis says, where do we derive this halacha that one should go over the letter of the law? Mesha Yasun Nafkalon Lekamon Bepirkim. The Gemara later, Daflamed Amid Beis, learns this out from a posik. Asher Yasud. And we learn that Yasud means a fill of name Mishura Sadin. Fine. Taimo, the loimaisi kro hoche, ki de maisi le kamam bu uvde de Rabbi Shmuel, o bagoizel kamam bu uvde de Rabbi Chiyem, b'mare dinne le shulchoni v'nim tzara. Now, it's kedai to tell over these two maisim, because it's we'll understand pshat and taisvis teretz. There was a mais and a flamed amid beis, that Rabbi Shmuel was walking, and he saw a person had a bundle of wood, that he had problems picking it up and putting it on his shoulder. Rabbi Shmuel passed by, covered the kiyid, Rabbi Shmuel. So the seed asked Rabbi Shmuel, could you please help me lift it up to put it on my shoulder? I have problems. Now, me Iker Adin, Rabbi Shmuel is potter. He's a zokin, v'enu lefi kvoidoi. He's potter. Rabbi Shmuel did not want to Bisoymach on this Ptur, he asked them, how much is this wood worth? So he told them, it's worth X amount of money, a halba zuz, fine. I'll buy from you the wood. He gave him a half a zuz. Fine, he gave him half a zuz. So now let's finish it. I bought up the wood from you. You don't need me anymore. I bought off the wood. Rabbi Shmuel's going to murder Galachid. What he's going to do, he's going to leave now this wood, wherever it was, it says, someone will take it, it'll be even this gazel. It's his wood now. I mean, the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah anymore. It's not your wood, it's my wood. It's my wood. And she bought off the wood from him. So, but he didn't want to leave the wood where it was, someone might go and take it, it's gazel. So it was mafker. Listen, mafker. Oh, the other guy. Oh, you mafker. So he goes next to Kenyan in it. Then he comes over again to Rav Yishmael, and, can you please help me put it? Smirnik over here. Can you help me put it on my shoulders? Rav Yishmael again, buys it off of him, and he's about to be mafkir again, and, he sees already in this. So he says, I'm mafkir for everybody except you. Okay. The Gemara says that there's no such hefker, but Yena is not such a London. He accomplished what he accomplished. What's the makor of Rabbi Shmuel? Makor of Rabbi Shmuel, Asher Yasun, Lefnim Meshur Asadin. That means Meikar Adin, Rabbi Shmuel should have told the man, Shuldik Rabid, it's not Lefi Kvoidi to pick up those, I'm Potter, document where I'm Potter, but he didn't want to be so machan the set with Nimi Shur Sadin. So my male, the Gemara says, how do you know this? Asher Yasun. That's the Gemara further in Bob Metzia. There's a Gemara in Bob Bekame. Rabbi Chiye was a shulchani. That means they used to bring coins and they used to show him the coins. And he would say if it's a good coin or not a good coin. Rabbi Chiye was an expert. He was an expert on this. Because a woman shows him a coin, it's a good coin. She comes tomorrow with all kindness. She took this coin and she wanted to buy something with it. They said it's not a good coin. So he paid her for the coin. I mean, I told you it was a good coin. So he paid her for the coin. And the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Chiye also did Lefnim Meshur Hadin. And the Gemara has a whole explanation as follows. A person who's not an expert, and if he makes a mistake on a coin and he says it's a good coin, it's not a good coin, he's mechuyev to pay. You don't give up sack on a coin if you don't know. Rabbi Chiye was an expert. The whole reason this happened, the government just was mabatel that coin and different coin. Rabbi Chiye meikar adin was potter. It wasn't because of the pshia of Rabbi Chiye. Rabbi Chiye knew everything, but something happened with the mint that they were mabatel this coin. It wasn't his fault. Meikar adin, he was potter. He didn't have to pay her for the coin. He was an honest. He paid her. The Gemara brings a posuk. What's the makor? I told if Nimi Shura said it. So we have here two cases. And each case that a person did, Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, Mor says, Maikro, Asher Yasun. So for Ektoisvis, we have here a third Gemara. We have here a third Gemara that Shmuel Paskin, that Ayid was Miyayish, someone who lost our wallet. He was Miyayish from it. It's Reiv Akum. He comes and gives Simonim to the one who found it. And Shmuel said, you have to give it back. Al-Tlufnim Meshur HaSadin. No posik. Here the Gemara doesn't bring a posik. Al-Tlufnim Meshur HaSadin. Also, Maisa, the father of Shmuel, also gave back Chamoirim. Also, they have to Yeshua. Also, that we don't bring any posik. So it's Meredik Modneps. Here the Gemara brings a posik. Here the Gemara doesn't mean, but that's the discussion. Time the loy maisi kro hoche ke the maisi le kama buvda the Rabbi Shmuel, ba gois le kama buvda the Rabbi Chiye be maradin ro shulchan evnim tzara. U le kama besoif periko umnim, maisi kro achine le manteilech be derech toivim, shu midivrei kabola, vishobi kro da asher yasun, שהוא מדברי תורה. Now, let us, it's kedai to know the Gemara further, and Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel says as follows, I think the Maisa was with, Rabbe Baba Chone, Rabbe Baba Chone, the Seif and the Daf Pei Gimel, Rabbe Baba Chone, Tavulei Hani Shikuloi Chavite De Chamre. He, Rabbe Baba Chone, hired movers to transport a chavis. They're supposed to transport a chavis from one place to another place. These movers broke the chavis. Was a pshia. Shaka leglimai. So they owed the money. It was, whatever it was, it was, they were mechuyev to pay. The pshia. There was a pshia. So what did Rabbi Baba Chone do? He went shaka leglimai. So he took their coats. I mean, they owe money. It seems they didn't have too much money, so he was typhus, their coats. That should be a payment for the chavis. They broke his chavis. Also, Amre L'Rav. So they came to Rav, these people who transported, who moved chavis, and they came to Rav. They told Rav, you know, Rav Baba Chana took away our coats. They told him the whole story. Amalei Havlehu Glimai. Give them back the coats. Amalei Dinahochi. That's the din. Amalein, yeah, lamantelech bederech toiv. A pasuk in Mishlei, lamantelech bederech toiv. Yoiv leiligli gave back the coats. Fine, okay. They broke, they were mazik, his chavis. He doesn't have a chavis. He wanted to get paid. Fine, Rav said. But they saw things were going good with Rav. Amru lei, so they told Rav, ani yeyanan, batachin en kula yoime bekafina, b'les lamide, you know, we worked the whole day. Supposed to be, we were relying on the schiris to get money to eat some food. We worked the whole day. He didn't pay us a penny. Omalei zil avgug agrai. Paid him. They worked the whole day. Paid him. Hell, they didn't do anything for him. They just broke his chavis. He has to pay them also. Omalei dina ochi. Omalein ba'ochi sadikim tishman. So memele, we'll come back to this gemara soon. But al kaponim, this is, we'll see, this is Zichel Lefnim Mishuras Adin. This whole thing is Lefnim Mishuras Adin. But Nuksukim. This is Apostolic and Mishlei. So, Taisa says, I'm going to make a problem. In our Gemara, we say Lefnim Mishuras Adin without a Pasik. The Gemara further says with Laman Ashatasun. Mashayasun. We learn of Nimishu Sadin. And here in the Gemara, Daf Pei Gimel learns Af Baposik and Mishlei. So it's very unclear. Vieshloima. The Maisa Kochinel Matel B'derech Toivim Shemidivrei Kabola. Vishavikrod Ashayasun Shemidivrei Toire. There the Gemara brings a Posik, not a Posik from the Toire. Vieshloima Dloi Maisa Krod Ashayasun Ela B'mokim Shacherim Chayovim Bahu Potter, Kamai Bemare Dinner, Dacherem, the boy Lemelech Chayobim, Rabchied Le boy Lemelech Potter, Lefnim Mishuras Adin Shilem, Kamai Acherem, Vachain Bouvde de Rabbi Ishmael, Tizokin, Paini Lefik Voide Habe, Paosa Lefnim Mishuras Adin, Kamai Acherem, and that the Gemara brought a posik. Now, Zamir de Kipshat, Rab Shmuel says like this. Rabbi Shmuel says, we have here two cases that, let's talk about the first case, the case of Rabbi Shmuel. That means the case of Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Yid that needs help. So when you see that a Yid needs help, every Yid is mechuyev to help him. Rabbi Shmuel had an exemption. There's a din ashayasum. You have an exemption. Be like everybody else. Don't use your exemption. An alpidin, you're exempt. You're right. But But don't use your exemption and be like every other Yid. And just like every other Yid would help him to put on the wood on his shoulders, he also should help. He didn't want help, so he bought it. But Al Kaponim, the Ashayasin means don't use your exemption. Apidin, you have an exemption, don't use your exemption. Rab Chiya, every Shulchan who makes a mistake and says a coin is good and really not good, every Shulchan is mechuyif to pay. Unless you're an expert like Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya also had an exemption. That means appeared an exemption. He's a bucky in al. So here in this case he is a din onus. Every other shulchani is mechuyif to pay by saying a bad coin is good. So that's the posek ashayasim. Don't use your exemption. Be like any other yid. Don't use your exemption. That is what I learned out of ashayasim. Fine. V'hoche b'shmaiten. The Madrin and Bosa Treise Yarche Shati Kula Army Pturim Lekach Loimaisi Kro Hochi Umikomokim Mishum Lifnim Mishures Adin Boile Ladure Kivin She Einoi Mishasa Momoine. So Taisvis says like this. In the Gemara of Rabbi Shmoel, in the Gemara of Rabbi Chiya, there's a Amor de Kechidish. Be'etzem, there's no chiyuv on Rab Chiya to pay. There's no chiyuv on Rabbi Shmuel to be mavaza himself. It's not lefi kvoidoi. But the din is, since everyone else pays, they lose money, don't exempt yourself from their chiyuvim and also pay. That is, I have a pasuk, without a pasuk, I will never say such a thing. Argim more, Be'etzem, no one is mechuyif to pay. Here, the lefnim mishuras adin is not, don't exempt yourself. Everyone is potter. But since there's no chesaron moment over here, so memele, let's say in the case of chamorim, we'll come to Abed in 1 second. The case of chamorim according to Tosfos. You bought the chamor, and now you want to give him the money, you want to keep the chamor. Listen, and if you'll give him the chamor, you'll keep the money. So, Mamela, you're not losing anything. There is a svara, if we see from the pasuk that a person is mechuyev to lose money, a person is mechuyev to be mechasa momin in order not to use his exemption, if it doesn't involve a chesaron momin, yizdichem mechuyev to go lefnei mishuras hadin. That is the tzushtal of the Gemara. That is the tzushtal of the Gemara. Now, by Aveide, one could say, Aveide is a chesaron money. I was kind of with Yish. So Aveide is also not called a chesaron moment. You didn't lose money. You're not maviach man. The money, good, mikadin, you were kind because Eldozish, you were kind, but it's not called chesaron moment. By giving back the metziah, you're walking along, you found an anarchy with $1 million, and you'll give it back, you'll give it back to the owner. It's not called you lost money. You had an opportunity to gain $1 million. That's menias harebach. Even though halachically it's yours, but al koponim, that's not called chesaron moment. That's called menias harebach. So there's a svare als lefnim mishures adin, without a posik, you're not losing any money. So even though, no, so there's a, if you're not losing money, this zikha amachayev to go lefnim mishures adin. Madoch in ashayasin that tells us you have an exemption, af al pikin als mishum ashayasin, yimachuyev to be mechasa your money, when mechasa your covet, avada givis in a case where there's no chesaron moment. Avo b'soifa umnim, b'hani shikuloi, sheshavro loi chobis, v'ofso loi hefsed god. Over there we're speaking about, there this, no one is mechui, they were mazikis chobis, they owe him money. No one, there's a chesaron moment, I lost my chobis. There's a double chesaron. There was a chassar, number one, so he took the coats, he wanted to get money for his chodis. He told them, no, man, teilech b'derech tov, im poich ha-sadikim tishma. He paid them also for a day's work. The goyin says pshat, mishlei, the goyin and mishlei says this pshat. He asked Rav, dina hochi, the tin is like this. He said, yeah, man, laman teilech b'derech tov, im poich ha-sadikim tishma. He told them there's a different shulchan aruch for the Rebbein Yid. There's Orchei Sadikim, there's Derech Toivim and Orchei Sadikim. You don't have the Shulchan Aruch that everyone else has. That means since you're a Tzadik, since you're a Toiv, you have to be Mevater on the Hezek. They owe you to be Mevater on the Hezek. And since they worked the whole day, you derive nothing from their work. They just lost the Chavis. But they worked the whole day. Orchei Sadikim is Mechayev. For you, not for anybody else, for you, that you're mechuyev to pay them for their work. That's Urchei Sadik. That is a posik in Mishlei. So Memele, so Toisvis now was Magdir, there's three in Yonim of Lefnim Mishura Sadin. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Another story. Rabbi have a shokel ba'ozel basrei de Rav Nachman v'shuke de gildoi. V'shuke gildoi means this was a marketplace for, Rashi says, ratzonim. These were people who worked in leather. V'amri lo v'shuke de rabbonon. Others say it was a shuke de rabbonon. Probably it was a special shuk that the Talmid Chacham used to sell their chafetzim. Could be they had a privilege that they had a certain day that they had the first chance to sell their chafetzim, al tamid chachame. Anyway, it was a shuk de gildoy, amal shuk de rabon. Omalei motza kan arniki mal. So Rava asks Rav Nachman, it's very interesting. I mean, they're walking in the marketplace. What did Rava have on his head? Shaila, what will be in this shuk if a person finds an anik? What will be the din? You want to find out Allah alamaisa? Yeah. Amalei harei elu shaloi. It says. Now let us just look with the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Chananel, but let us just say the way the Rosh learns pshat. This area was Rav Goyim. Rav Goyim. So, fine, good, yes, Rav Goyim, I find a wallet, it has a simen, what's the din? Rav Shalom. Boy Yisrael v'nosan bo simen mal, what if a Yid comes and gives a simen? Amaloi arei elu shalom. Keep it, and keep it. Rav Akum, the Miyayish, keep it. V'aloi oimed v'tzovach, but he's screaming. He said, I wasn't miyayish. The simon, give me back, it's mine. I never was miyayish. Nase k'tzovach al beisei shenofal v'al svinosei shetova bayom. Yeah, he's screaming. It's just like he's screaming al beisei shenofal v'al svinosei shetova bayom. Period. This is the Gemara. There's a few nekudas which have to be explained in this Gemara. But before we go into the protem of the Gemara, there is an often akasha, which is, we just learned the Gemara, that said, the Yeshmurla Shaila, someone comes, Rivakum, after years, you have to give it back to him. Oh, you have to give it back to him. Goes, yeah. Here, next Gemara over here, he asked Hashar, you have to give it back. Keep it. What happened with the Lefnim Mishur Sadin? So there's a Moiradika Machlekes HaRishayim. We mentioned before the Mordechai. The Mordechai said Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Bezen forces on it. It's not for the Rebbein Eden. It's Bezen puts a person to Cheirem if he doesn't do Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. Frek the Mordechai. What happened over here? So the Mordechai says a scenario. We're talking about that the one who found it was poor. The one who came and gave some money was a well-to-do person. Here there's no din lefnei mishuras hadin. Please. This person found that he was kind of with years. He doesn't have 10 cents to his name. He found finally a wallet with $20 in it. This millionaire comes, it's mine, it's mine. Lefnei mishuras hadin. No, 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 no. Here there's no din lefnei mishuras hadin. The lefnei mishuras let him keep, he was kind of with years. That's what the Mordechai says. The remote brings the sound in Shulchan Aruch that fakert, if an oni finds an aveda of an osher, there's no din lifnei mishura sadin. Now, there's a mirdike kasha of the Maram Shif and this Mordechai. The Maram Shif asks like this, if this was a maise shahoya, good, so we'll say the maise was, I'll say in a kimte, maise shahoya was an oni founded an osher ke. This, nothing happened. The Rava asked him, what'll be the din if a person finds, he told him, he gives some money, keep it. Who's speaking about an oni and an osher? I mean, if it was the case, could be the case was like that. There's no case. He asked him a theoretical shaila. The Maram Shif asked his kasha and the Mordechai says, Apella. It's the Maram Shif's kasha. Okay. Now, the sheet of Mekabah, that's if you learn that it's, Lifnei Mishuras Hadin is a Yekoifen. So this is the Mordechai started Al Kapon. The sheet of Mekabah says, also you have to know, he says, we're talking about a person who's not an Odom Choshuv. The whole din Lifnei Mishuras Hadin is for a person who's an Odom Choshuv, Adahi Ben Yid, this Amul Sada Chasidis. You have to be in this Madrege. We're only speaking about such people. So here, we're not talking about such people. So Mamela, that's that. Now, before we go further, there's a Shreklecha Rosh that the Rosh we had, the Rosh says as follows. Let's just see for 1 minute the Rosh. The Rosh is in the second Perek, Simen Vav. Let us just see the Rosh. I don't know if it's the daf the same way. Yeah. Now we'll see on the first column, Simen Vav. The first column, Simen Vav. V'chein hoi Rav Shimon Oimer. This is the member of Shimon Olozer. I'm a matzman arim and a doven amna baldos mizu to show you mach shluli se shal no. A maitzi bisrat ye plat ye gdoi le b'chomokim shiram mitzuyim shom arei elu sholem nesh abaylem misyai shimeyem. So memelu we had this member before. We mentioned already this Rosh. Hai misyai shim. So the Rav Shimon ben Elozer said a multitude of alochas to teishal yom min ari min adoiv. Hai misyayshim, that what it says, the reason is misyayshim, asratye uplatye verabim mitzuyim shamkoim. This is going on the last case, that a person lost something, roiv akum, and memela, so you'll have to keep it, roiv akum is misyayish. Avol inoch, but zutei shol yom, that's avude mimenu mikolodom, afil oimed v'tzovach, afilu there by oimed v'tzovach, nase ketzovach al beisei shenova. So if we learn the Rosh, let us just say b'shat the Rosh. The Rosh says as follows. Rav Shimon ben Elozer said two halachas, and he said a reason. The reason is not applicable for both halachas. First, he said, there's a din zutei shol yom, which is a din avudim imenu mikol odom, no one can get it. Reyu sholoy. That was one din. Then Rav Shimon Elozer said a second din. He said a din that if a person lost something, b'mokim sherab mitzuyim shom, there's a lotzi roiv goyim, minei shabaylam is yayshim. So the Rosh of minei shabaylam is yayshim is going on the second din. There you need Yiyush. He was Miyayish, because he's afraid a guy might find it. In the first case of Zutei Shol Yom, there, Philly's not Miyayish.
The Torah, he lost his bailus. Zutei shel yom is not al tziyush, which is machlekes harishayim. Zutei shel yom is the Torah said if it's avunim and mekalodim, it's not yours anymore. So the Rosh says the nafkamina is. He says, what if this guy is screaming? He said, I'm not miyayish. I'm not miyayish. So he says, by zutei shel yom, I feel like he says he's not miyayish. It's afalim. It's not yours. So that what Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, Minesh Abaylam is Yayishim, is not talking about Zutei Shel Yom. He's talking about the Mokim Sherab Mitzuyim Shom. So there you need the reason of Yish. But we hear a Amor Dike Rosh, so the Rosh gave us guidelines. If the Heter is Alts Zutei Shel Yom, Avudim and Mekolodim, he can scream from today to tomorrow. Doesn't help, it's not yours. Can scream, it's not yours. But by Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, there goes Suat Yish. So what if he says I wasn't Miyayish? So he wasn't Miyayish. That's what the Rosh says. For the Pilpul HaCharifta, we just learned the Gemara, Beshuke de Goldoi. Let's look at the Pilpul HaCharifta, Sivkot Nalev, Mash Medilu Tzovach, by Bokim Shrab Mitzuyim Shom, Chayiv Lahachzer. But I'm going to look at him and go to Shuki de Gildoi with Zorich Iyon. Frek the Pilpul Charifte, it's Shemu Shamaim. Agamor is Mamish the Epoch of the Rosh. Agamor says, the Rabbi asked him, but he's screaming. He says, hey, screaming. It's just like Tzavach, Habeis and Shanov, or Svinah Shetova Bayom. So the Gemara says, "Klo that by Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom helft nicht kein Zobach." The Rosh says, "Klo nitazoi." The Rosh says, "Zutei shel yom that the heter is not al tziyush." There doesn't help us. So shreklich, the shreklich kasha. So I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes, Rav Shmuel wants to say a teretz. He says later he found it in the Prisha. There's problems with the teretz, but let's just say the teretz. So he says as follows. The Rosh told us a yesod. By Zutei Shel Yom, the din is, you can say, I'm not miyayish, I'm not miyayish. It's irrelevant. It's not yours. It's avudim enim mikol odom. It's not yours. Finished. By a person lost an aveda, b'mokim sheyesh roiv koyim. So he says, it matters when he said he's not miyayish. The minute he lost it, he had a wallet of $1 million. He's walking in Harlem, and then all of a sudden he sees his wallet is not there anymore. And he goes and he takes out the chavis on over Shara Bitochin. He starts learning the chavis and I'm not miyayish, I'm not miyayish. He says that. The Rosh said, no, if he's not miyayish, he's not miyayish. He's not miyayish. Finish, he's not miyayish. That's if he took out the chavis of Ovis when he lost it. But when he lost the wallet with $1 million, he didn't take any chavis of Ovis. And his black hair became white. 10 days later, he finds someone who found the wallet, and while he comes over to him, he says, you know, I wasn't Miyayish. Yeah. Tell that to the Marines. That means we don't believe him. That is pshat. Pshat Argamor is talking about Bo Achav and Osaloisim, and that means till now we didn't hear from him one word that he's not Miyayish. Look at his face. He aged 10 years in the last 10 days. And then he lost a while. Now he comes to me, I found it, he tells I wasn't Miyayish. Here Pshat is not that Yiyish doesn't help by Reivakum. If you tell me now you weren't Miyayish, I won't believe you. That's what Rav Shmuel wants to say, but he has a problem with this because the Gemara doesn't stem. The Gemara says, fine. So we'll say, so the Gemara gives a marshal to Svinosi Shetova Bayom. That's not the marshal. Svinosi Shetova Bayom, Yish doesn't help. You don't need that yours. If you're telling me, I'm telling you, that's a Yish. You don't have to be Miyayish. If you're not Miyayish, you're not Miyayish. Here the Gemara means I don't believe you.
Fine, say that in the Gemara, but don't compare this to Tavas Svinase Bayom. Tavas Svinase Bayom is Zutay Shal Yom that is Takenat is. So it's two different things. So the Kasha of the Pilpa Charif is Taka Amir Dike Kasha.